the South Sudan Global Fund Country Coordinating Mechanism, which facilitates activities to fight HIV and AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria in the country, says the grant of $121 million is good, but will not cover the work they need to do between 2021 and 2023. Jane Alphonse is interim chairperson of the South Sudan Global Fund Country Coordinating Mechanism.
It sounds a lot of money, you know, but when you compare to the needs in country, this money is not enough. Just take, for example, the National Strategic Plan. As I say, that's where we identify our needs and we prioritize our needs as a country. We need, you know, about $220 million for the next 3 years.
Dr. Kadiende Chang, Director General for Medical Services at the National Health Ministry and an advisor to the South Sudan Global Fund Mechanism, says the government should contribute an amount equivalent to 7.5% of the $121 million grant from the Global Fund. Dr. Chang says if the government fails to provide more money, the Global Fund will hold back $18 million of its $121 million grant. Members of the South Sudan Global Fund Mechanism have reached out to MPs in a bid to ensure that the government provides funds for the effort, says Dr. Chang.
We have engaged several times in the past, but all in vain. We talked to the Minister of Finance, and they are having a perception that health is adequately supported by the partners. And sad enough, they don't have the understanding that what the partners are giving is an additional funding. They don't replace the government and the country from its own responsibilities.
Catherine Peter La, who chairs a specialized committee of health, HIV and AIDS in South Sudan's national parliament, says after meeting with members of the South Sudan Global Fund Country Coordinating Mechanism, the panel agreed to help. La says the amount of money that the government allocates for health sector is far too little, not in last year's budget allocated less than 2%.
2% is far from the Abuja declaration, which pledged each and every state to allocate 15% to the health sector.
La is referring to the April 2001 African Union Summit in Abuja, Nigeria, where heads of states pledged to allocate at least 15% of their annual budgets to improve the health sector in their respective countries. In South Sudan's 2019-2020 fiscal year budget, the government allocated 525 million South Sudanese pounds out of a total of 80 billion South Sudanese pounds budget. Simon Lumori Philip, the chief whip of other political parties in South Sudan's parliament, says the government should contribute more money than donors to the country's health sector.
In truth, we were supposed to have the three quarters of the budget of whatever commission or any institution. What should come from the partners should only be something additional to what we contribute. But because of the situation, that's why the government may not be so much in place to do that.
The Global Fund provided a $97 million grant to South Sudan to fight HIV and AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria for the years 2018 through 2020. That donation is managed by the South Sudan Country Coordinating Mechanism, which is comprised of donors, NGO representatives, health ministry officials, civil society and private sector representatives. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot Injuba.